MSR.
It's a Bill King show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
Hot is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch.
They do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
With us right here in this slot every Thursday, LandryFootball.com. All the additions to the podcast he's got, we'll let him explain every bit of that. Added Blake Ruffino, added several others. It's all very, very good. Chris, how you doing, sir?
Bill, doing well. How are you?
What is, I know you're a 24-hour-a-day guy when it comes to what you do. Do you let it down any, let's say, over the holidays, like the 4th?
No, I really don't. I used to, you know, when I get the thing that I do when I have time and I haven't done it for a while is I'll play golf. I belong to the University Club here in Baton Rouge, which is the home of the LSU golf team, and it's, you know, it's right here where I live. So I used to do that. It's just that, you know, the time now, my buddies, you know, I still get the text every week of when the tee times are. And but just with kind of where things are and some of my health issues in the past, I have it kind of avoided. I've avoided it. Plus, adding so many things and trying right. to hire people, shows and all, I've just been a little bit busy. That's all I do. I'll put something on the grill. Don't know yet, but – I'm just going to be writing reports. I am cranking out the college reports on the website, so that's what I'll be doing all weekend. Probably hit the grass, cut the grass probably Saturday. That's it. Fun, huh?
Well, I mean.
It's me.
I won't be going anywhere, per se. I know that, but we'll just be hanging out here, cutting grass and cooking out probably like you. That's about it. That's about as complicated as it gets. Every state is starting to decide or announce what they're doing about the high schools, and I'm talking about football in particular. Tennessee's kind of holding back. Georgia's looks like they're full go to open up. Is there any news out of Louisiana?
Nothing definitive. Blake, of course, works for the state, so he may have some ideas of what politically is coming down the pike, but no, nothing that I've heard definitively yet. And I know that there are some high schools kind of getting together with some of the volunteer stuff. You know, you hear a little bit about that going on, but no, I'm waiting. I'm waiting to hear the definitive on that. And I do know that that in conjunction with that, it's certainly a big factor. We've got a governor that's very, very pro athletics and pro LSU, but is mindful of, you know, making sure that you handle things the right way too. So nothing definite on that I'm aware of.
Chris, going through this summer, as we prepare for the season, hopefully we get there. Sometimes the news is negative. Sometimes it's more positive. It depends on what day it is, but you see any teams that – we've already talked about how the experienced teams, particularly if you have a quarterback, have a leg up and an advantage here. But you see any other teams that might have an advantage going into the season that might not be named as much?
I think in general, which is not what you want, but I think it should be said, I think in general the ones that have incumbent coaches,
right,
systems that haven't changed – you know, certainly that would mean a head coach that maybe, or at least coming in as a new head coach, the coordinator change. If you've got stability there, you're in better shape. And if you're bringing back a veteran squad, we've discussed that. In terms of who that puts what team in, I mean, I do think that, for example, even though they're replacing a lot of guys, I think you have to look at Ohio State and Clemson because of the fact that they're bringing in a lot of stability off the staff and a lot of key players that are returning. Replacing a lot of guys, you know, no doubt, they always do, a lot of players going into the NFL. But I think those are in pretty good shape. I think even like, you know, just taking it by conference, like a North Carolina is bringing back a lot of guys in the ACC. I think that I think Alabama, outside the quarterback situation, which is still pretty young, is bringing back some, you know, key guys that on the offensive line in the running game. I think it's those type of teams that I think in general have the bit of an edge. Teams with a new coordinator, a new system, new quarterback, those I worry about the most. The other thing I would say, too, is that is double for the developmental program. So, like, if you're talking about programs, a Northwestern, an Iowa, you know, a Utah, programs that develop, you know, Kansas State, programs that are the ultimate developmental teams that they right. develop guys through years, well, then you lose a big development. Whereas if you've got the elite talent guys where you can plug a guy in and you got a lot of good talent around them, but this guy can, you can limit what you ask him to do. So the elite of the elites will have an advantage because they maybe can plug the guy in athletically with not having to worry about, hey, he's not quite developed yet. They can get to that down the road a little bit more so than a developmental program that requires the meal to be cooked, slow cooked, and it takes a while to do it. You, those programs can microwave it a little bit more.
I heard this come up, and I don't remember where. What about a team, and there aren't many teams like this, maybe Wisconsin and Iowa, that actually line up and use the fullback and two tight ends? Would that be an advantage early on?
I think, yeah. I mean, I think it can be. I mean, if that's what you have and you have the ability to do it, I think
right.
that I think maybe what you're getting to, I think that when you're dealing with a passing game of any sorts, you're dealing with rhythm and timing. So if you are behind a little bit in those timing and rhythm issues, then lining up and running the football is something that would be advantageous. But I would say that would be more so than with the dominant run teams, the team that can run it. I mean, I would, the first thing that comes to mind is, okay, they haven't done it recently, but, in lieu of maybe a lack of symmetry, look out for an Alabama or somebody that wants to pound the football right at you with that big offensive line. So like Northwestern or, you know, Iowa's a good example because they've got a good offensive line coming back, but they've got two guys that are really, really good again. But if you're talking about the development stage, they're not going to blow people off the ball. So it won't be as advantageous. But I think schematically it helps a little bit if you can do something that doesn't require as much timing and rhythm or much repetitions.
Yeah, and you brought up something just then. If that's not part of your package, you probably can't install that real quick. Either that's you or it's not.
Yeah, and if you can find some fullbacks, you know, let me know.
Good luck.
They're really hard to find. And it's usually what it is high school guards. You know, that's high school guards become fullbacks. They're pretty athletic and maybe do some things, and they also play on the defensive line. You know, what do you think about fullback? And the kid says, huh? A what? I don't know what that is. But, yeah, no, I think – and there are very few of them, but no, I think that's true. And look, I mean, you know, you've got developmental programs – that if they don't have the stability in doing it, look at Stanford. That's a developmental program, but look how much they've slipped off a little bit. So even the developmental programs still needs to have the fuel and the ingredients to develop, and you need them a little bit more consistently over time. And again, if you don't have a spring, you have a limited training camp, well, the development part is hurt by the fact that you don't have it. So I think, again, it goes to the advantage of just the better skill, go out and make a play, just win individually. You can get away with that a little bit more because you can, as you like to say, out-athlete people, because you can do that.
Shocking question for you here, Chris. One question I probably wouldn't ask, but I find it interesting. Cam Newton to New England. Give me the cliff notes on that.
Well, it's no downside to New England. There's no risk involved. There's no signing bonus. It's a 1.1 to 1.3 base. He's not even guaranteed to make the team. So if for some reason, medically, he doesn't clear it or he doesn't have a good camp medically, then nothing's lost. They don't owe him a penny. If he has a great season, he can earn up to $7.5 million. You can't find a backup quarterback in the NFL for less than $10 or $12 million. So they've got him for a song, and if he works out well, great. If he doesn't, you know, so what? They miss on a lot of these moves with New England, but they always leverage it with they don't take the risk. So there's nothing lost. They're not replacing somebody with him. They're just adding him in and seeing how it works. If it works, they've got a cap on what they have to pay him. If they don't, they're fine. It's kind of like an indexed annuity, Bill.
Is there a better job, Chris, in America than being a longtime journeyman backup quarterback in the NFL? You don't even get reps, do you? I mean, it can't be a better gig. Now, of course, if the dude gets hurt, then that's different. But I'm saying if you're 10 to 12 years just basically was you as the backup making money you're talking about there, mm-hmm. you never even get hit, do you?
That's right. Well, you get 10 to 15% of the reps during the week. You normally need to be a guy that's very, very cerebral in experience, right? Because you're going to have to absorb the game plan every week as if you're going to play with only taking 10 to 15% of the reps. So you need to get it mentally and not have to have a lot of reps to do it. It's tough in that respect, but it is easy physically, relatively speaking, playing football, because you're right. If you're behind particularly a warrior type guy, you know, man, it's great. But then you got a case like, you know, Drew Brees never gets hurt. Got hurt last year. Teddy Bridgewater comes in, and you're 5-0. It gave that team a chance. So you got to be ready. But it is a good deal to have, and you can collect that for a lot of years and really retire wealthy.
Chris, you got a couple minutes on the other side?
Absolutely.
Okay. Chris will be back with us. Take the break right here. If you got any questions, you can put them on Twitter, at Bill Isking, and I'll pass him along to Chris. We are presented by the place where we will have commitments this year, December 16th, actually, Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Traffic's on the increase out here now, big time, on 65 coming through Madison, passing Briley Parkway. Yes, we've seen a couple of wrecks out here in the last few minutes. One tying up traffic at Smith Springs Road at Clear Lake Drive. Also, they're wrapping up a wreck at Murphy Road there at 42nd. That was blocking the intersection a few minutes ago. And a wreck 24 westbound near Haywood Lane, between Haywood Lane and Harding Place. Hey, it's time to have some summertime fun and Adventures Unlimited on the Ocoee River. Book online, adventuresunlimited.net. I'm Commander Chuck, your on-time traffic.
Are you looking for the ideal destination for family fun? A place with the best bowling, games, food and drink, and entertainment? Strike and Spare Family Entertainment is the answer. And with five centers in Middle Tennessee, there is a location near you. All open 7 days a week, including holidays. Visit their locations in Donaldson Plaza, Hermitage, and the Tusculum area. And enjoy an enhanced experience in Hendersonville at Circus World, including laser tag, roller skating, bumper cars, Time Freak, a laser maze, a virtual reality roller coaster, and an indoor bungee trampoline. Strike and Spare is expanding their Murfreesboro operations to the old Sears building in the Stones River Mall, with most of the attractions Hendersonville offers. Like them on Facebook for updates on the new Strike and Spare Murfreesboro. Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers are also the perfect place for your next gathering, from birthday parties to family reunions. For more information, visit strikeandspare.com. Remember, there's never a bad time for a good time at Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers.
Napa Know-How.
Right now, get 5 quarts of Napa Full Synthetic Motor Oil plus a Platinum Oil Filter for just $22.98. Why does synthetic motor oil give your engine superior lubrication and protection? Because science. That's why. Pick up 5 quarts of Napa Full Synthetic plus a Platinum Oil Filter for just $22.98. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
General States pricing. Sales prices not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer ends 7/31/20.
Summer is open, and Lowe's is home for the 4th of July. This year, make your backyard the best place to be for the 4th, starting with the grill. Get the Charbroil 5-burner gas grill now, just $199. Then, fire up the eats and enjoy every bite outside with select patio furniture and outdoor decor, up to 15% off. Whatever you dream up for this 4th at home, visit Lowe's to make it the best it can be. Valid through 7/8 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Jim Rome is here weekdays 11 to 2 on Nashville Sports Radio, WNSR.
The SEC is for closers, and there's only one way to survive in the SEC, ABC. A, always, B, B, C, closing, always be closing.
A, B, C, A, always, B, B, C, closing, always be closing.
Jim Rome, 11 to 2 on Nashville's original sports radio, WNSR.
He spends more time staring at depth charts than any man in any universe ever. It's Bill King.
Chris, a little bit off the path, but I was noticing this yesterday. Did you see the story out of Tuscaloosa on the COVID-19 parties?
You know what? I heard about it. Boy, it's shocking that that would happen on a college campus. And, you know, a bunch of college kids, yeah. I did hear about it.
Story is in Tuscaloosa and surrounding areas, just for everybody. I'll make it quick. They're having parties, supposedly, where it's a COVID-19 party. And they purposely invite people who test positive but are obviously asymptomatic to come. And according to a council person there in Tuscaloosa, they have a pot. You put money in the pot, and whoever gets COVID-19 first gets the pot. That's the party.
Well, you know, I don't know if you heard about this, but I didn't hear them say this, and this is not the same thing, but along the same lines. I don't know why it's popping in my mind, but I sent a message. I've known Boomer Esiason for years, but apparently he does a New York radio show. I've been on his show.
I saw this clip, I think, but go ahead. Yeah.
And I didn't even listen to it. So it's dangerous. You might be able to tell me, but I sent him a little cute note. He basically said, well, you know, down south, but I'm sure all those schools are just lining up. They're purposely getting all those guys sick, so he give them a competitive advantage because, you know, that's all they care about. And it was, I said, that was so Long Island, New York of you, you bleep. He sent me a little smiley face, or I don't know. One was a smiley face. One of them looked like he shot me the bird. So I take that. But, you know, I think that's really interesting. I would say it's funny. It's probably not funny what's happening in Tuscaloosa, but I tell you what. I talked with someone the other day, and I said 2020, the second half of the year, has got to be better than this. And this is a friend that's a professor at LSU. He said, you know, it doesn't have to be. He says it could be worse. I said, God help us, you know, because we've had a 2020 that I'll speak for everyone and say it's really sucked for the most part.
What Boomer said, he said what you said, he said, but he said those teams down south like Alabama and he goes and include Clemson. He goes Clemson from the ACC, include them. You know what they're doing? They're getting their guys sick or getting them to where they're testing positive now to get it out of the way because they want the competitive advantage. And I don't know who his co-hosts are, but they all just sat there and agreed.
Well, one of his co-hosts got sent to jail for a racketeering scheme. I don't know
who the
new guy is because I was on with him and Boomer a few times. But, yeah, no, I don't know. Well, it must be – maybe it's rating season time, you know. It's a hot – let's have a hot take, everybody. That's what the name of the shows are now.
Chris, Alabama's had a – and I'm not going to say resurgence because Alabama's been taking it slow in recruiting on purpose. And you know Nick. I've interviewed him, but I don't know him like you do. But you know how Twitter is. People say, what's wrong, man? They're ranked like number 60. And I was never worried about that. That was going to adjust. But explain how Alabama's taken it slow, but they've also had a pretty good run here lately of big-name recruits.
Everybody assumes that everybody evaluates in recruiting the same way. Everybody has a system, and that's a big part of – I know with Nick, when he went to Michigan State, we kind of took – together and took our Cleveland system, Belichick system, what we did in Cleveland, the Browns, and kind of implement in college and modify it to how it works. They're very meticulous on how they evaluate guys. And they're always like to make sure that they evaluate players correctly. I always say that, Bill, and you know I get that. Everybody talks about, yeah, stars matter. You know what matters? Is who gets the, are you evaluating correctly? Because a lot of those guys get misevaluated. And so they like to be very meticulous with that. Well, this year they couldn't be as thorough. They're in a position. They're not like, you know, some other schools that can't do this. They can do this because of who they are. They can, if you want to use the term slow play a kid, and say, we're not quite sure yet, we're not ready to step out. They're, as they get closer and closer to December, you're going to see more and more of that. Look out for them swaying some kids that are committed to other schools that are quote-unquote, they're ranked five or whatever. Those rankings are going to get flipped by December because a lot of those guys, is, you know, maybe have committed to school A, because Alabama hasn't offered, but all of a sudden Alabama starts, you know, the pretty girl starts to blink their eye, and all of a sudden they'll come flipping. So I think that you're right. It's the process is a little bit slow, and it's having an effect. On the opposite end of the spectrum is interesting. I don't know if you paid a whole lot of attention, but the most notorious late offering school in America has been USC. And look at, because they know they've got to flip things around in recruiting, look how many early offers and look how well they've done. They're kind of neck to neck with Oregon out west in having a class that is really, really very good athletically. In fact, they got a 4-star along with Alabama and LSU yesterday. We got those details in the notebook. But, no, you're right. Alabama's going to be fine. People think, uh-oh, it's – no, the uh-oh is after December signing day if they don't have it where they, you know, they're in bad shape. Listen, then they'd be in bad shape. But listen, Ohio State's got, what, like 21, 22 commitments. Alabama's got a dozen. Well, of course somebody's going to be ranked a lot higher. It doesn't mean that the quality – it's kind of like saying after the first drive or the first quarter the game is over. It's just not.
Chris Landry, LandryFootball.com. Chris, tell everybody about what you've had in place and then all the additions and the podcast and all of that.
Well, as you know, we debuted SEC Gumbo. Blake wanted to get started out front of everybody. You know, he's just a bundle of energy. So we were – the plan is and is still going to be mid-July. We're going to be busting out conference shows, different conference shows around the country. I'm gonna back off some of those. I do all the conference shows myself, and I'm tired of talking, Bill. And I think people are probably tired of listening. So I'm gonna still continue to do my stuff and do all the conference stuff and nationally. But Blake started with SEC Gumbo. We are debuting on the 13th and the 19th. We've got Tyler McComas and Brad Kellner are going to be handling the Big 12 show. In Defense of the Big 12 is the name they've decided. It kind of catchy there, In Defense of the Big 12. I love it. ACC show with Ingram Smith, who's got the most highly rated Florida State podcast, as well as Lawton Swan, is going to be doing the ACC show and covering the entire league. Bruce Hooley, a 33-year veteran of radio and print covering Ohio State, and a young guy named Andy Andrews is going to be handling the Big Ten. I'm still working. A guy that I wanted to do the Pac-12 Couldn't get out of his current contract on another situation, so we're still looking there. But all of that's going to be debuting mid to late August. You can find out all the details on LandryFootball.com. We're going to have a college football handicapping show. We're going to have some real good NFL stuff as well, but we're going to be focusing a lot on covering each conference a couple of days a week. I'll still be doing my stuff, so it gets different voices, different views. It's going to be a whole lot of fun. We're really, really excited about it. So check it out at Landry Football. And, of course, we got our scouting season offer. Bill, we've got all the SEC breakdowns of every school, you know, all the roster analysis. We're working our way through the ACC, and we'll soon have all the schools and all the conferences done. So check it out, LandryFootball.com. If it involves players, teams, coaches, schemes, from a coaching and scouting viewpoint, we bring the college football and NFL game to you, inside information and analysis. And the podcasts are free. The behind-the-paywall stuff, again, is less than $5 a month if you take advantage of that 50% discount. So that's where we are. We're really excited about it.
Chris, remember about 30 years ago, and probably until about 10 years ago, anything about gambling was always kind of a whisper thing, and it was...
Oh, I know.
That guy over, and I think that guy over there bets. Oh, my God. You know, and
yeah.
Now it's as common as going and getting a drink of water.
And, you know, a guy that I've done a lot, in fact, I do a podcast with, we do a college football film room preview and a pro football film room preview that can also be found on Landry Football. He's really, really good on the odds and things like that, and he stays up with it just like your guy. I mean, that's a – you got to kind of follow it that way. And, you know, he always tells me that he goes – you know, he goes to Landry Football and he looks at a lot of details, but you know they look at it differently. They're maybe learning about some of the X's and O's and how it maybe the strengths are. Just like the fantasy folks tell me, they go there to get stuff. But I don't think in terms of fantasy football. I don't think in terms of odds. I think in terms of evaluation. So if you're a 10-point favorite, you win 9. It's impressive. It doesn't matter to me. It matters to a lot of folks. I recognize that, and I want to get the best people I can on for the audience and not just have me talking about that I think somebody might cover the spread when I really can talk about the X's and O's. So it's a good balance. You can have the football perspective and the gambling perspective, and that's what we're doing. But you're right. It is so mainstream now, and I think going to be even more so as time goes along.
Chris, we're out of time, but I got one more for you. You think, and obviously pro sports have always been wary of this, but I think they're starting to calm down a little bit when it comes to the gambling, because the gambling makes the sports way more popular. They understand that. They just really can't say it publicly. But could you see a day when people walking up to an NFL game, or maybe a college game, but let's say NFL game, could stop by a kiosk and get a bet on the game, where it's controlled by
sure.
the team? Where the team has a piece of the action now.
Oh, well, why not? Didn't the NBA get some kind of or look into that? Answer. I don't know. I'm spit shooting there. Yeah, sure, I could see that. I don't know. I that may be a ways away.
Right,
Bill.
I
was told forever there would never be a team in Vegas. Las Vegas Raiders. Now say more. There'll be a Super Bowl there in that new stadium.
That's
yeah,
perfect.
Could it? Will there be a day? Yeah, I don't know if it's right around the corner, but I think they're embracing it. But they're embracing it with a stiff arm. They're embracing it from a social distancing standpoint. How about that to fit in? Yeah, I think that's possible down the road. Yeah, I do.
Chris, have a good one, sir.
Hey, happy 4th to you and everybody. Take care.
You too. There's Chris Landry. Got to get the break here. Brad's coming up in about 30 minutes. We're presented by the palatial, gorgeous, majestic Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Watching traffic pick up quite a bit in the last few minutes here on 24. Coming past Haywood Lane, where we had that earlier accident. Smith Springs Road at Clear Lake, that wreck is in its clearing stages. Traffic through Dixon County right now. Starting to get busy, 40 East, up past 840, coming through Kingston Springs. Hey, Bars Music City Soul Food is now open behind the Bank of America on Nolensville Pike at OHB. Log on for lunch at barsmusiccitysoulfood.com. I'm Commander Chuck, you're on time traffic.
We'll The Southern Air Market combines the hospitality of a New Orleans-style neighborhood grocery with the convenience of a New York City bodega to cater to the needs of downtown Nashville residents and visitors. Located in the Pinnacle Building on Demumbrian and 2nd Avenue next to its sister property, the Southern Steak and Oyster, the Southern Air Market is the first of its kind in the burgeoning SoBro neighborhood. Drop by to choose from shelves stocked with locally sourced sundry goods and produce. A butcher counter full of fresh meat and seafood, French-pressed coffee, made-to-order paninis, and a bevy of craft brews by the bottle. Don't want to leave the house or office? We also deliver at the Southern Air. Find us on DeliveryDudes.com and OrderUp.com. The Southern Air Market is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., and Sundays from noon to 5:30. To learn more, visit SouthernAirMarket.com or call 615-490-8077.
I'm Blair Durham from Bart Durham Injury Law. We are open 24/7. Our team is working remotely so that we can stay connected during these times. We can get to work for you without a face-to-face meeting. We will get through this together. Our firm has been here 50 years and plan on 50 more. During scary times like these, we have to stay connected. Check out our social media to see how we can help our community and friends. I'm Blair Durham. We will get through this together.
Napa Know How.
Get all the quality parts you need at your locally owned Napa. Because right now, when you order from Napa online, you can pick up curbside at your local store in just 30 minutes. Or get your order delivered direct to your door with free one-day shipping and over 160,000 quality parts when you spend $50 or more. Quality parts delivered quickly and safely. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
At participating stores, standard ground shipping and exclusions apply.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning. A slight chance of thunderstorms. High 91. Mostly clear tonight. Low 71. Mostly sunny tomorrow. High 92. Partly cloudy tomorrow night. Low 71. And for Independence Day, mostly sunny. High 94. Utilizing the resources.
Closer to Bill King, 615-844-5600.
Yeah, Brad will be with us today, Thursday. Yeah, don't check your calendar. Don't think that you're confused. No, this was a calculated move because we're off tomorrow. Had to get Brad in. So he'll be with us hour number three like he typically is on Fridays. We were just talking a little bit about recruiting, among other things, and Alabama's made a recent surge. They're ranked number 12 right now. That will not last. It'll be much better than that. But the two most recent would be Devontae Smith out of Cincinnati, flip from Ohio State. There's that old Ohio State, and by the way, Ohio State's having a phenomenal class. That's not the point I'm about to make. They have a ridiculously good class. But you know how we talk about every school's got a city that they don't own as much as you would think they do. Cincinnati would be that for Ohio State. Now, they get guys out of Cincinnati. But I'm just saying it's not a given. New Orleans used to be the same way with LSU. Memphis with Tennessee, University of Tennessee. We can go school by school. But Devontae Smith. And then the other one was Dallas Turner out of St. Thomas Aquinas down in Fort Lauderdale. He's a defensive end, a four-star, ranked among the top 50 players in America. And that's another outstanding player for the Tide. As many times I've been down there to Fort Lauderdale, I've always wanted to go by St. Thomas Aquinas and just, you know, get the tour. And I never have. Never have. Yeah, Alabama's had a run here, and that will continue. This is just the beginning. I know this game, everybody. You know who else has been phenomenal is North Carolina. Mack Brown has been really getting it. And it's continuing. They're ranked in the top five in recruiting. Tony Grimes, now that happened a couple of days ago, top-rated corner in America. He's out of Virginia Beach. You know, I'm always talking about the Tidewater Virginia Beach area, just loaded with players. Loaded. Number one player in the state as well. Number one corner in America. Number seven overall nationally on the 24/7 composite. And North Carolina gets him. Adding to the list. Whatever, isn't this an interesting study? Think about this. Mac Brown gets the coveted Texas gig. And once he got rolling between 05 and 09, they were doing what everybody thinks Texas ought to be all the time, which is competing for the Natty. History says that's really not their history, but that's the expectation. It's a massive state. You've got unlimited supply of players. You have unlimited money, resources. There's just nothing in your way. But after 09, after Colt McCoy, after the Alabama game, Texas was mediocre and they were just kind of grinding in mediocrity until finally, after years of speculation, Matt gets run off. And he looked tired. He looked defeated. Every decision they made seemingly didn't go well. Quarterback, recruiting decisions, missed evaluating quarterbacks that end up at other schools from Texas that look incredible. They did that how many times? 100? It was just an absolute unmitigated mess, right? Look at him now. Sitting there at North Carolina, predicted to win his division, opposite Clemson, and ranked number three in recruiting. And he's got all that energy, and he's got all that not that he was ever a big swagger guy, but he's got all that confidence back. At a place that's not even a football school. Now, they've had success through the years in football at North Carolina. But again, that's a basketball school. And it's a place where he was before, and he did a good job there before. The only team he couldn't get by was Florida State. Now he's got Clemson. Same thing. Clemson's in his way. I'll say it again about Mac. You realize he started his career at Vanderbilt in 1969, transferred to Florida State. Out of Cookeville, Tennessee. Yeah, that's right, Mac. I'm going to go back and look at this. At North Carolina, now these are his first couple of years. He got the job in 88. First 2 years, they were 1-10, 1-10. You imagine that? What would it be like today if you get a coach? I don't care what school it is. First 2 years, they go 1-10. I'd say 100% of the coverage about the first 2 years would be what a disaster this is, and it will never work out, right? Now, this is the late 80s. You were given more benefit of the doubt. Third year, he goes 6-4-1. So that's better. Then in 91, the fourth year, they go 7-4. Then he wins 9 games, 10 games, 8-7, and then 10-10. Last 2 years, 96 and 97, he wins 10 games. So 3 of the last 5 years, he wins 10 games. First 2 years, he goes 1-10. But he did a really good job. I'll tell you what I used to always hear back then when Mac was at North Carolina. This is when he got there in the 80s. Bill. North Carolina is a basketball school, but they have given Mac basically a blank check. You ought to see what he's done with those facilities. It is incredible what he's done. North Carolina, and again, this is 30 years ago. Bill, North Carolina And again, facilities are only updated for so long, then you have to do it again, right? But I'm just telling you, back then, I used to hear, Bill, you got to see this man. What he has done for North Carolina football, not only on the field, but facility-wise, it is incredible, Bill. Gets stereotyped as only a basketball school. You ought to see the football facilities, Bill. It is crazy good. Everything as modern as you can be, 30 years ago. Now, I'm sure that deteriorated over time. And then, of course, he left for the Texas job. And he got the Texas job in 98. And actually, you know, we talk about that run between 05 and 09. But really, from his first year, he went 9-3. Then his fourth and fifth years, he won 11 games each. And then that 05 through 09 span. So he won double digits, Mac did, between 01 and 09. 9 years in a row. 13 wins, 12 wins, 10 wins, 13 again, 11, 10. 9 years in a row. And then it. The year after they played Alabama, Colt McCoy game, they went 5-7. That's when you could tell something's wrong. In the next 4 years, they were kind of mediocre. They won 8 games a couple times, et cetera. I think 1 year he actually won 9 in the middle there. But you could just tell something's not right. Well, here's what I know. He has got that energy back, man. And he's got them pointed at North Carolina in the right direction. It's an amazing story how you can be down and out at one spot. Now, this doesn't happen a lot, but down in one spot. Get another opportunity back where you were, and you get it all back to a certain extent. And we'll see how it plays out. He hadn't been there long enough for us to know the outcome, but it's an interesting study, is it not? Most of the time, when a coach gets stereotyped, you're just not getting the job done. They kind of continue in that pattern, don't they? Not in every case, but in a lot of cases, they kind of stay in that mode of, dude, you just, okay, you're at this new place now. It's nothing's changed. You're still just kind of grinding, and you're not wanting the games you ought to win. Bad things happen. You know, you're getting bad luck more than you ought to get bad luck in games. Well, coach, teams don't have that happen to them as much. That's kind of the stereotype there. But, Mac, I got to give him credit. Again, we'll see. We'll see. I'm not putting a rainbow yet on everything. I'm not trying to make it perfect. I'm just saying it's been pretty good today. Brad will be with us, bradpowersports.com, in about 15 minutes. Let's get one more break, hour number two. Thursday edition, we will be off tomorrow. That's why Brad's with us today. We're presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. There's just been a crash with injuries in South Nashville. They are in the 5,000 block of Edmondson Pike. Watch for the fire department in that area as they finish up a crash Smith Springs Road near Clear Lake. Traffic starting to pick up now by the airport here, coming through Hermitage, Donaldson, on I-40 going westbound. Bars Music City Soul Food is now open behind the Bank of America on Nolensville Pike at OHB. Log on today, barsmusiccitysoulfood.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Guys, waking up over and over to pee is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to pee at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking 3 prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free. Call 1-800-478-0480. Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now. Call 1-800-478-0480. Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer.
Call 1-800-478-0480. 1-800-478-0480.
Summer is open, and Lowe's is home for the 4th of July. We're making backyards everywhere the best place to be this holiday, and we're starting from the ground up. Get 5 bags of premium mulch for $10. And for a finishing touch, get select annuals hanging baskets, 2 for $10. This year, we're home for the 4th. Visit Lowe's and make it the best it can be. Valid through 7-8 in-store only. While supplies last, selection varies by location, U.S. only, excluding Alaska and Hawaii.
Lynch Tree Service has been helping Middle Tennesseans for more than 25 years. Whether you need tree pruning and maintenance, stump grinding, or even land clearing, Lynch Tree Service is here to help. Their number one priority is to provide customers with the best tree services possible at an extremely competitive price. For more info, give them a call at 615-444-4676 or look them up on the web at lynchtreeservice.com.
This is the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show.
Former Titans coach Jeff Fisher.
Who's grumpy this morning?
Coach, I'm not grumpy.
John, I mean, hey, John.
Yeah.
Pull your head out of your butt. Get yourself in a better mood.
I'll do my best, coach. Thanks for the pep talk.
Okay.
You just made a promo for him.
Greg Pogue and News Channel 5's John Burton. WNSR. Nashville Sports Radio.
While working, he eats kale and pets a cat. Bill King is a multitasker.
Brad will be with us next hour. Topwater Assassin on Twitter checking in. Says, Bill, probably a little late for the request, but what about an all-day best of Cosby in place of the show tomorrow? Well, I mean, there'd be plenty of content there. Content wouldn't be a problem. It'd take a hell of a long time to piece that together, but content wouldn't be a problem at all. I was thinking the loop of where Crazy Charlie jumped Jeff on Greg and John's show. Just a continuous three-hour loop of that. I thought would be a pretty good deal, too. That would never get old. Cosby Cattleman, welcome in.
What's your moisture, King? Thought I'd slip in here before your Vegas guy comes in and off for the weekend.
Somebody just requested a continuous loop of you for tomorrow.
Yeah. What are you smoking tomorrow, Bill, or this weekend?
Ribs, probably, instead of brisket. The kids want ribs, so we're going to go the rib route.
You ever try any seafood on the rack, Tech?
I have not much. I need to. I love seafood. I just hadn't had any in a while.
Yeah, I'd say a little salmon with a little wood plank probably pretty good, or probably come up with some pretty good stuff. Maybe throw a couple of shrimp on there.
Hey, I got to tell you this. Guy sent me an email the other day, and he said, I've been traveling up in East Tennessee, down in Alabama. And he said, I went by Gatlinburg, Dollywood, all those various things. But he goes, I ate at Calhoun's while I was in Knoxville. He said, it's the worst barbecue I've ever had in my life.
Yeah, it's pretty overrated. I mean, it's on a scale of 1 to 10, having been to Memphis, I'd probably give it a 4.5.
Yeah. Man, you would know because you're there quite a bit.
It's assembly line barbecue, I guess is the best way to put it. Knoxville had the World's Fair in the early 80s over here, if you remember, Bill. We had a restaurateur buy it and did some great marketing and went out and won some contest somewhere. And you know the crazy thing about Knoxville, Bill? You ought to know this, because you know it's the University of Tennessee, not the University of East Tennessee. Knoxville has awful barbecue. Why the hell hadn't somebody from Memphis come over here and set up a good barbecue shop? I mean, we got Corky's over here, I think, still. Why do you think all these people coming from West Tennessee to UT to go to school, why the hell hadn't somebody made a good barbecue restaurant?
Is that right? So all of it's – most of the places there you say are bad. You do, so.
Average to bad. Most all of them are average to bad.
Wow. It's a good point.
Why don't one of these big Nashville chains, y'all are doing pretty well with the barbecue scene, Edley's and all that, why don't one of them come over here and open up a chain, a satellite operation?
Right. Oh, I hear you. That's a good idea.
Just kind of stumbled into that. Maybe I should do it, Bill. Sell a little nickel on the cheap, $3 nickel and good barbecue.
Yep. I'd pay for that.
That's how people make millions. Hey, Bill, two things for you real quick. UT's going to smartphone tickets and talking about Corona, and we're in a smartphone world, but it sounds to me like you about have to have a smartphone to get into a football game over here at UT anymore.
Is that right? So what are they saying?
And, you know, well, just you got to have a smartphone and, contactless. It sounds like, it makes sense to me, but a lot of older folks either don't have a smartphone or can barely use one.
Yeah, because you put it's on your phone, and all you do is just got the code there, and you just zap in, right?
Yeah, it's just like going to Chick-fil-A or something. You know, it's just, you know, it makes common sense to me. It's 2020, but we forget that a lot of people 60 years old and up, aren't that good on smartphones. And what percent of your donor base is 60 and up?
A lot of the sugar daddies are in that group.
Yeah. Well, it's just kind of something I saw interesting. I guess that's kind of the world we live in. Probably is a good improvement, technology. I use those apps a lot these days. I was behind the smartphone party. By the way, Bill, the iPhone's 13 years old. You got an iPhone.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I used to buy those Trios that were $750 15, 20 years ago. What a ripoff.
Yeah.
And the only feature it had that was different is you could get your email on it.
Yeah, well, I was behind the party, too. I used to call and brag about my Walmart flipper, talking text is all I ever wanted to do until they tell you you have to have an app to wipe your butt.
So, Big, you think they turned Big Jim away at the gate if he didn't know what he's doing, huh?
I don't know. I'd say he probably figured it out, but it sounds like the new normal, as they say, one of your favorite phrases. Hey, Bill, just two things, and we'll get out of your way.
Yes.
You seen this Kansas State mess? Talking about a boycott out there at Kansas State. You talked about that.
I saw it a couple days ago. Yeah.
Yeah, you might want to read that during the week. Of course, you're going into your gambling guy, but on ESPN there. Bill, one of the things that I think the cat's out of the bag on, I've been talking about this with you. Almost any college campus, Bill, as you well know, Monday through Friday is it's a very liberal place, dominated by liberal professors that tolerate football on Saturdays for the money and the impact. With all this George Soros BLM stuff, I'm afraid the academic community is going to be all over Saturdays if we get back to playing football. The scene, instead of seeing the halftime band, you're probably going to turn spray paint the 50-yard line.
Well, that's, the liberal atmosphere on campus outside of sports, this, but that's been the case for probably 40, 50 years now.
Yeah, but when they throw a football game on Saturday, when the regular people show up, it's just a sporting event. They put all that in the closet for 24 hours. And I believe now, with all this mess now, this George Soros stuff, it's just going to be the mob on full display on Saturdays.
Well,
we might have in between the first and the second quarter, they might bring a philosophy professor out to the 25-yard line to read something to us.
All right.
You see where I'm coming from? I'm just saying, I think that with all the political crap bleeding into sports these days, the hottest, it's a lot hotter on a college campus than it is at an NFL football game. I mean, these people are lefties, Marxists, commies. And I think it's going to be full display. The mob's going to be right out there in your face, whether you like it or not, on Saturdays at these games. Do you agree or disagree with that?
I don't know about at the games. I mean, first of all, none of us have any idea what we're about to get anyways. But
have you seen what the NBA is doing, Bill? They're putting BLM on the hardwood floor, and then they're telling the players, you're not putting your name on the back of your jersey anymore. You're putting some sorry George Soros statement on the back of your uniform.
Well, I thought the way I read it is you have that option to do that. Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm saying it's coming in your face. It is coming in your face.
Have a good weekend, sir.
See you, Bill. See you.
Coming up next. Is Brad. We'll head out to Vegas. If you have any questions for Brad, and again, this is Thursday, but we are off tomorrow. So I said, we need to bring him on in today because I don't want to skip that feature for everybody. So if you have any questions, use the hashtag AskBP. That's right. AskBP. Jobs number came in. Very good number, and the market is very, very green. If you're pointed bullish today, barring some other consumable news, because you never know, but as of right now, if you're pointed bullish, you're in good shape. Hope that holds, because that's where I'm pointed right now. Hour 3 coming up, Brad.